Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Fentanyl, trafficked over the U.S. southern border, was responsible for more than 63% of the 96,779 drug overdose deaths in the United States between March 2020 and 2021. To stem the tide of drugs entering the United States has committed to a whole-of-government effort to reduce U.S. demand and combat drug trafficking and transnational organized crime globally and in Mexico. Recently, the State Department announced reward offers of up to $5 million for information leading to the arrest or conviction of four drug traffickers operating in the Mexican states of Chihuahua and Sinaloa. Aureliano Guzman Loera, the brother of former Sinaloa cartel leader Joaquin Guzman Loera, and brothers Ruperto Salguero Navarez, Jose Salguero Navarez, and Heriberto Salguero Navarez all operate under the umbrella of the Sinaloa Cartel Federation. Aureliano Guzman Loera and the Salguero Navarez brothers are charged for violation of U.S. drug laws, including international conspiracies to distribute marijuana, cocaine, methamphetamine, and fentanyl. This reward offer complements the Department of Justice's announcement of indictments charging Aureliano Guzman Loera and the three Salguero Navarez brothers for violating international narcotics trafficking laws. This reward is offered under the Department of State's Narcotics Rewards Program. More than 75 transnational criminals and major narcotics traffickers have been brought to justice under the Narcotics Rewards Program and the Transnational Organized Crime Rewards Program since 1986. The department has paid more than $135 million in rewards for information leading to apprehensions. The Bureau of International Narcotics and Law Enforcement Affairs manages the Narcotics Reward Program in close coordination with the Drug Enforcement Administration, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's Homeland Security Investigations, and other U.S. government agencies. These actions demonstrate the department's commitment to supporting law enforcement efforts to bring transnational criminals to justice.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.